sure we are able to move both fast track, right?
Hello.
Hi there, is it possible if I can please speak with Nicola and Alexander, please?
Just call one.
Hi, darling. My name's Gillian, giving you a call from MMA Legal. It's regarding the Scottish redress claim that you've applied for due to your time within the care system.
Thanks, Frederick.
So, you're free to me today just to make sure I've got your details on file, and then I can get your case put into submission for you. Is that okay with you?
When and... No, I don't know if it's going to be tricky because I've applied to social work for, I'm in my work now, so I'll go as long as I can unless somebody walks in the door. I've applied to social work department for my records when I was a child.
Don't worry about that because what they will most likely respond to you and say, they probably will turn around to say that they've lost them or they've gone missing in a fire. That is usually the response, but we will locate all your files and we will provide you a copy of them back if that's something that you would like. Because by law, we approach all the legal authorities and request all the files and they have to provide them back to us.
So I had requested that because what I'm not sure about is legally adopted by my grandparents, if I wasn't. Not 110% sure about that question.
So when we get that information, and when we get that information, that will be something that we will be happy to provide back to you if they don't give you that information in the meantime. So even though you have requested it, they may give you certain pieces of information, but there may be some things that they hold back on. Once we locate all your documents as well, we will be happy to send everything over to you so you can filter through it and see if you've already had that information or not. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that's fine. Just I don't want to waste your time if it turns out. I know that there's a bit in it. See, my grandpa, it would be on my grandfather, right, that I'm putting in this claim against. He's obviously deceased.
Okay. That's not an issue. It's the social working department of things that have failed you in that way.
All right. So, as I said, just don't want to waste anybody's time.
Yeah, don't worry. Can I ask you for your date of birth there, please, Nicola?
Dad. It's the 1st of the 12th, 79.
No problem. So if I am correct, was you taken off your actual parents and put into the care of your grandparents as like an adoption?
So I know my mother, she left when I was 3 years old. So she left myself and my sister, who was 18 months old. She locked us in a cupboard and she buggered off. So my dad's parents, because... What I can remember is we had to go to social work meetings, panel meetings, years and years and years and years. But my nana said, remember my nana saying that they had legally adopted us. However, I was about 20 odd, gave me a copy of my birth certificate, which was my original birth certificate, which hadn't been altered, which is making me wonder, if I was legally adopted or if we were just placed in the affair. A bit messy.
Yep. We'll get that down here for you. That's not an issue. Can I please ask you, darling, for your home postcode where you're residing at the moment, please?
Papa Alpha 3 to Romeo Alpha.
Yep. And is that in Shannon Road in Paisley?
It's in Shannon Road and it's 24C for Charlie.
24C for Charlie. Let me just find that on here for you, darling. Brilliant, found that. Now, with this claim ongoing, we just need to ask you, have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything along those lines?
Oh.
Perfect. And if the worst was to happen to yourself while this claim's ongoing, is there anybody within your family that we could use as a beneficiary? So basically the payment would go to them if anything was to happen to you, and that way you know that you have got the justice that you obviously deserve.
Daughter. Chloe Alexander.
What's your daughter's name?
Chloe.
Chloe Alexander, perfect. And is it Chloe spelled C-H-L-O-E?
Yes.
Perfect. I'll just use your mobile number for Chloe just for the time being, and then if you can update me on that at a later date, that would be perfect. Is that okay with you?
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant, no problem. And prior to actually being sent into the actual, what area did you grow up in?
Peasley. I can give you the address, the my childhood address.
I'll take that from you in 2 seconds because that has to go into a different format, you see. I have to go through the procedure in certain ways. If not, it'll just knock it back. And you said you was taken off your parents just due to a bit of neglect at home, is that correct?
Well, my mum had just left. It'll be all on the case notes because I do kind of know the story. So I don't know if my mum was going through mental health, but she disappeared. My dad at the time was 20, I think. 21, so he was very young. So as I say, his mum and dad says, we'll take the two girls so you can continue working. And we stayed with my dad just on a Saturday evening. And that's how it worked right up until we were basically 16 or whatever.
And what was the name of your parents, mum and dad? What was they called?
Adam and Eve Alexander, if you would believe it.
Adam and Eve Alexander.
Yep.
Let me get that down here for you. And you said your sibling was taken into the care, being adopted with you. What was the name of your sibling?
Ellie Alexander.
Was that Ellie Alexander, sorry?
Ellie. K for kilo. Kelly.
Kelly Alexander, perfect. No problem. And do you have a relationship with Kelly still? Sorry, the line just keeps breaking in and out. Can you hear me at the moment?
Yes, I still have contact with my sister.
Yeah. So if it comes that she would like to proceed with this or look into a claim procedure herself, you will always have me on WhatsApp there, so you can just bob me a message over with her number if it's something she would like to look into, and I will be happy to get a case up and running for her as well, okay?
Okay, yeah.
So how old would you say you was roughly when you were taken under the care of your grandparents, if you had to guess?
Well, I was three.
3 years old. If I am correct, that would have been roughly 1982, no problem. And what was the name of your grandparents?
Sorry, I've gave you... That was Adam and Eve Alexander. Do you want my mum and dad's name first?
Let me get that taken from you. Just give me 2 seconds, darling. What was the address where you was actually living with your grandparents?
So it was number 11, Elksworth Way.
Yep.
And the postcode was Papa Alpha 3, 2 Quebec, 2Q, Z for Zulu.
And that's Mexworth Way in Paisley, yep. Let me just get that on the system for you, because this information will help locate everything for you, and that way we've got everything in the correct places to make sure we can go full steam ahead on this for you. Let me just get that down. Now, what I am going to do is I'm just going to take a brief statement from you regarding your time in here. Now, we am just understanding that you were taken, obviously, from your parents, and obviously mum was most likely suffering with mental health and dad was very young. And let me get on here. She remembers being taken to and from different panels for a good while. And as far as she was aware, she was then adopted by her dad's side, her grandparents. And then that was, they was known as Adam and Eve Alexander, if I am correct, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Where her and her younger siblings passed away. Now, can I ask you, was it right away where you noticed that you was being mistreated, or was it after a while as she was getting a little bit older?
Well, you know, I would be lying if I would say, but I was very young when it started, and it was sexual abuse with my grandfather. He actually committed suicide when I was 13. So I'd say probably from maybe about the age of 5 until 13.
The age of 5 up until I turned 13. Can I ask you, do you think your grandma was aware of this while this was going on?
It's a question that will never be answered now. As I say, my grandfather committed suicide when I was 13. Courtney. You sometimes
I'm so sorry, Kit. I understand that, and I'm here to do it with you, so you take as long as you need. Even still, if you feel like it's a bit too much to go into, I'm more than happy to do it as you need to. Do not worry whatsoever. And just to let you know that I am here to have a conversation with you at any time, because I do understand it has opened a can of worms now, okay?
You just sometimes I do wonder if she found out, and that's how you did what you did at that point. That makes sense, but I'll never know the answer. Is that in a worry as well, because both my dad ever, because my dad doesn't know, and if my dad found out, I think it would probably destroy him. So it would.
Which is understandable, and like you say, it's not fair that you've had to keep this bottled up and not speak to anybody about this for this amount of time. Because like I said, of course, it's something you never obviously are going to forget about. And I am sorry that I'm having to make you go through this topic of conversation today. But once it's done, that's then me able to go and do my job and get you the justice that you deserve, and we'll make sure we go full steam ahead with this, okay?
It's ridiculous.
Can I ask you
one?
Oh, which is, I know, like you said, it's so many years ago, but it's something that you'll never forget. And do not apologise whatsoever. I'm here to obviously do this for you. So take as long as you need. Do not worry at all, okay?
Thanks.
Could I please ask you, when you was here, was there ever mistreatment in regards to the way they spoke to you or anything, or making you do chores or anything like that, knowing that obviously you wasn't at home and you wasn't safe? Did they ever make you feel like you wasn't actually cared for there, or was it the case where they manipulated you and you was living a happy life, but then granddad was doing this to you in a certain way?
It was just like, you know, if we were in the bath, or, you know, you can remember it vividly, he'd have you sitting on his knee, or, you know, things like that. I do remember, and I used to get headaches when I was younger, and waking up at times, I had my relatives lying on the sofa, and she gave me paracetamol, and I would wake up, and obviously he would be there, and my nana would be, and I'd be like, my nana was never there when it happened. But I'm just trying to breathe this out. Obviously, I'm patient.
Take your time. Do not worry.
But I mean, as far as, always had a cooked dinner on the table at 4:30 every night. I would say my grandfather, he worked. My nana was in the house. So I can't fault my nana. She did everything, you know, that a parent in the house was going to do. Made sure you had clean clothes in your back. Made sure you had a meal. Obviously, so it's a different day and age now. I've got my own child, and like, we would never cheat for grandparents or come in late or done anything like that, so they were strict in that sense. But we never get like hands put on us, like whistled or anything like that. Nothing like that ever happened.
Yeah. They just kind of manipulated you in a way, and obviously affected your mental health within that way as well,
yeah,
because you've obviously having to keep this bottled up, and every night was petrifying for you.
Yeah.
And did it ever get to a situation where granddad was like kind of bribing you not to say anything, or did you know it wasn't just, you just knew it wasn't safe to speak up?
I think it's just my nature. I wouldn't want to, as I say, hurt anybody or put him down to a position. As I say, I was 13 when he passed away, so I don't know if it had kept going, if he had still been there, do you know, if anything would have come out. Like, if I had kept going, or because I was still fairly young at 13, you know, and he passed away, and it was just like, that was it. So you knew that was it finished.
And he committed suicide, obviously, for any reason, most likely for obviously his guilt and things like that. And it's not nice of me to say that, but of course, if you are going to treat people in such a certain disgusting, foul way, karma happens. And it's always going to come back to you. And he's not been able to keep.
Absolutely. And he was drinking a whole heck of a lot. So he was. Like, he used to drink a lot of alcohol. So I know my nan and papa had a fight in the morning before he had went out, and as I say, he'd get pulled out the river just close to us. So he did. So as I say, sometimes you do, you wonder, did my nana find out, or was it about something else?
That's I was just about to say. And just speaking to you now, I do understand that you definitely do suffer with things like PTSD and obviously anxiety as well. Let me get that on here. Do you say, would you suffer to build relationships and trust people?
Yeah.
Do you suffer with, say, maybe not every night, but like when you think about it and things like that, do you suffer with nightmares or even vivid memories and things like that?
But it's completely, I can see it, see when I'm speaking to you in the port, I can, like, see exactly different scenarios. And I mean, I've got my daughter Chloe, who I had mentioned before, and I would never leave her with anybody. And she's 19.
Understandable, you obviously. And I have just made a note on here that it has impacted you your whole life, even still to this day, because me even conversating with you, I can understand that this has obviously taken a very big impact on you. And what can I ask you, do you know, have you ever discussed this with your sibling? If not, don't worry, because you understand that. But is it ever something you've ever discussed with your sibling to understand if they've actually been through the same kind of situation?
I know I spoke to my aunt. So on, it was my dad's brother's wife, my Aunt Linda. Do you know, she's the only person I told about this, and I confided in her when I was in my early 20s. I can't even remember how it came up. And, you know, she actually says to me that it didn't surprise her, but she felt sick about it, and she wished I knew. My sister, she went off the rails when she was probably 12, 13 years old. So no long after my papa died, maybe a year or two. And my sister actually ended up in a care home. Like, she was doing drugs and she was running about with people older than her. She was getting about with men that were older than her as well. And, you know, I did wonder
if it...
It's again, I just didn't want to speak about it and open a can of worms, as you say.
Let's get that on here for you. And like I say, it's not something that you should have had to deal with and not even been able to cry out for help off anybody or have an understanding of why this has happened to you. It's very unfortunate, but what I want to give you reassurance on, now you have gone into this topic of conversation with me, if there's anything I can do to make your life a little bit easier, or even just take things off you and just have a discussion with you, what I will do is I'll give you a call back at any time you need that. So you just bob me a message over and you'll come straight through to me. And what I will do is I'll get it all obtained on the system and let you know where your case is up to. Even if it's just having a 5-minute conversation with me and getting things off your chest and things like that. Do not hesitate to message me. Use me to your advantage, and I'm here for you throughout everything, because I am very sorry that that has had to react within that way. You have been treated that way. But what I can reassure you on is we can't put a cap on any payment. If I'm being straight to the point with you, each case is individually value different. There's no cap on it. You could come out with 400,000, you come out with 500,000. Most importantly, what we can tell you to give you the reassurance is each claim will average at 48,000, so you've got something to be sure of. Now, we will not settle for anything less within your statement, and also when we locate everything, all we need to do is prove that you were under their care, which we can prove that as soon as we locate your files, and your word will help us make you an offer. Now, we will not settle for anything less. So as soon as I submit your case over today, it'll take about 14 days for us to get provided with your application number. And as soon as you've got your application number, they know we've acknowledged it, they know we're going full steam ahead, you may get the odd call of Scottish Redress where they'll call you and they'll say, we can pay you £1,000 up front now as an underpayment, do not accept it. They'll try and trick you to accept that. So if you are looking at £100,000, you've already accepted £1,000, they'll trick you out of it. Now, just to be on the safe side, what I am going to do is I'm going to secure your account with a password. So if anybody calls you and you are unsure on who you're speaking to, whether it's regarding your payment or not, just say, what is my password? And if they don't know the password was Saturday, just hang up the phone on them. What word would be memorable to you, darling, that you'd like to use as a password?
Chloe.
Chloe. I'll do Chloe. She'll do Chloe and Mum. So they'll just put the password as Chloe and Mum.
Yeah.
Perfect. So if anyone calls you, you just say, what is my password? And if they don't state the word Chloe and Mum as what we've set today, just hang the phone up on them. And if they're anybody important, they will give you a call straight back. Now, what I require from yourself is, have you got anything like a driver's licence or a passport or a provisional or anything like that at all, darling?
Well, I've got my passport in my bag.
Passport, perfect. So what I need you to do is I'm going to bob you a message over on WhatsApp. Now, having me on WhatsApp, well, that's where you'll have perfect contact with me at any time. It'll be the same number as now. It's not a mobile number, it's a system, but it is so you can contact me on WhatsApp too. Now, we require a picture of your passport. If you can open it like a book for me and take a picture that way, just because Scottish Redress will knock it back at any possibility that they possibly can. And we would also require proof of address. Now, that can be any letter dated to you in the last 3 months. If it needs to be a screenshot, it can be a screenshot. Doesn't matter what the letter is, and you can cover up your important pieces of information. Just need to see your name, address, and the date within the last 3 months. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, I can do that. Yep.
Brilliant. Now, what I also need to let you know is you can apply for this without a solicitor, and you can instruct the solicitor who participates in government legal fee schemes where anything up to £2,000 is paid by the government. And most importantly, you can do this on an independent basis. Now, we work as a no-win, no-fee, so for any reason your case is unsuccessful, you will not be charged a single penny. If the case is successful, at the very end of the case, the legal team will deduct 20%. So, for an example, if you got 100,000, they would take 20 and you would get 80. So that will reassure you that basically they will go for the maximum amount. The more you get, the more they get. The faster you get it, the faster they get it. So they will not let anything slide. Is that okay with you, darling?
Yeah, that's perfect.
No problem. So what I've just done for you is you've got a link that should be coming through to you in a second. Now, it'll come through to you on your mobile number. It won't be on a WhatsApp. Would you just be able to click on that link for me, please, darling? It should take you straight to a box. Now, it'll have your statement of what we've discussed today. We can change that statement at any time. So if there's other things that you think, oh, I forgot to mention to her earlier, do not hesitate to bob me a message and then I can get it updated for you and let you know right away. But if you could just click on that link for me, please, it will take you straight to a box and it will ask for your signature. If you could give it a squiggle with your finger and then press the big blue button next to it that says execute documents for me, please.
Should be you done.
While she's doing that, let me just see if that's come back, darling. Give me 2 seconds. That's come back through. That's fantastic. So all I'm awaiting on from yourself is a picture of your ID and a picture of your proof of address. If you can get that over to me on WhatsApp as soon as possible, that'll be fantastic. And as soon as I've received that, I will submit your case off right away. I'll bob you a message to let you know that I have submitted it off as well, darling. Is that okay with you?
It's fantastic. I'm just going to write. Your name, is it Billy? Yeah.
Billy, yeah. So if you look on the WhatsApp message, all of my details are at the bottom, so the name of the solicitor and also my name. Now, I'm not the solicitor directly. I work for the solicitor, so I do all of his calls and everything for him. So if there's anything you need, you can call me or you can type in MMA Legal online and you can call straight through to them yourself. That will be no problem as well, darling. Okay?
Fantastic.
No problem. So can you
tell me, can you see your ID? Let me just send my passport there. I don't know if you can see it. Does that look all right?
That's perfect. The passport. We can see all your information. That's not a problem.
Pretty sure I've got a council tax letter picture in my phone that's been within the last 3 months. Would that work?
Brilliant. Yeah, council tax covers you for the year anyway. So if it's this year, that's perfect.
I'm just seeing if I've got it in my phone or if I've not got it in my phone. I'm sure I did have one. Council
if not, we can do a bank statement or anything.
I'm a nightmare. I do. Reality. Does that work?
Let me just double check. Let me see the date on the... That's perfect. That's everything. So we've got everything in place for you now. I'll go ahead and submit your case off right away. As soon as I have your updates, we tell you it'll be a maximum of 14 days, and then you'll get a call directly off the legal team as well with your first set of updates. But do not hesitate to bob me a message over if you need a conversation or if there's any other things that you want to update me on. And if there's anything I need from you, I'll give you a call or bob you a message over right away, darling. Okay.
Fantastic. Thanks very much for your time today.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time today. And I do apologise having you go into such, obviously, a hard topic of conversation whilst you are in work. But we've done everything now. We'll go ahead and do our job and get you that justice. All right, darling.
Thanks so much. Have a good day, Billy.
No problem. Thank you. Cheers. Bye-bye. Yeah.